appreciate that song. All of us were teenagers one day, and I think back to the love of a mother that kept on praying for me. Yes. Mother's Day is a special time. I am glad in our nation that we still have
Mother's Day
and Father's Day. Maybe not so much just to honor the person as a day for me to get to honor the plan, to go back to the plan and review it again. Because you know what? There's nothing wrong with us reviewing the plan today for mothers, and for something to come along on Mother's Day that the Lord shows there's a little tweaking that you can do to be a little better help in your home or whatever. That's a wonderful thing. Because Father's Day is coming too, and an opportunity for us to tweak our lives to be more like Christ. Here's what I want to share with you today. We sing a song, "We Will Work for Jesus and Adore the Plan That Exalteth So a Fallen Race." If ever that song is true, it's true today about the human race. God has a plan that exalts the human race above who we could be and who a lot of people are today. I was thinking of this. Sometimes we see businesses that on their sign they will say this little thing, "Established in," and they will give the year. What's the purpose for doing that? It's to add credibility to their business. We have been around for this long a time because a lot of businesses say this product has a lifetime warranty to it. You know, it helps when you're going to buy something that has a lifetime warranty, that the company's been around for a little while. I was reading in this, Sears and Roebuck says they were established in 1893. And you know, there's still some Sears stores today. And I can remember as I was growing up, the big thing that I remember about Sears was there's a lifetime warranty on our tools. You don't have to explain how you broke it. It's just broke. Bring it back and we'll give you another one. Well, you know, one reason that's good is they have been around so long that you say, you know what, they've been around long enough that it matters to them that they have quality in their product, because they're not out to just replace wrenches and tools for free and they're making a sorry product. But instead, there's quality there. That business has been around long enough to stand a test of time. You know, not very often, I don't think we would find any business today that would put on their "established in March of 2025. That would be a waste of time. You'd say, you just started. I don't even know if you're going to keep on going or not. Especially if they say we were established 2 months ago, but we have a lifetime warranty on this product that we have. You know, what you're looking for is something that has gone for a long time and been able to succeed. There were many businesses that never survived the COVID test. When businesses were shut down, many of them never started back up again. I remember in our office building, there were many companies that shut down, they had to leave, could not open back up. You know, it's hard for us to remember that time today. There was a time when we could not come to this chapel to worship. There was a time that you could not go to a restaurant. They were all closed down. And you know, every day that that restaurant's closed down is moving them closer to failure, to where they could never start back up again. I'm not really interested in businesses. What I'm interested in is the God's plan for the human race, that it be successful. There's a song that we sing sometimes. "When I started long ago to trust Jesus, I was seeking for security. I needed something steady to hold to and something that would hold to me." interested in something that has stood the test of time. Today is Mother's Day. It's an opportunity for us to examine the package that God made, not just for the woman, but for a family. You know, I'd believe today, if we could look at this established in, God is proud to stamp his logo established 6,000 years ago. Still has a lifetime warranty of success if you will follow the plan. You know, that's a good success rate right there. God has never had to come back and say, you know what, I expected it would work for people back then, but this is a new generation today. I'm learning more than I ever thought I wanted to know about AI now. But you know what? AI is here. But God's got a plan still, that even with all this technology around us, all the things that are happening in the human race right now, he's still got a plan that will just plow right through the middle of all that. So again, and you know what? Sometimes this is Mother's Day. But you know what, on Father's Day, I'd like for us to go back to the plan and look at it again. Because I think in this day and time, it's very important for us to have it just renewed, refreshed. Because we will leave here tomorrow, go back to our work in different places tomorrow, and we will be inundated with the news and the happenings around us that says, hey, I'll open a new business. Been around for maybe 3 years right now, but I'd like for you, we think it's going to have a lifetime warranty. We'll talk about that business in a little bit. God says in the plan that he had, Genesis 1 and 27, and it has a lifetime warranty. God created man in his own image. In the image of God created him. Male and female created he them. You know, that's pretty simple to read and to understand. But you know what? We've got a lot of businesses in the world now that are opening up and saying, hey, we started a new business a few years ago. It's called transgender. It's making a tweak to the plan, and we think it'll have a lifetime warranty. I was looking at that. When men decide, I'd like to be a woman, I cannot win in sports. When I've been playing with men, I have never won. I want to change. The only people that I can beat is a woman. And to think, he ought to be so embarrassed when he walks off with the trophy, even though he says I'm a woman and he's a man. The plan got mixed up. And you know what? The world is touting that. You know, I am surprised that the officials would go along with those kind of things. And what I'm looking at this morning is not so much that we spend our time thinking about that. What drives up the value of gold? Trouble. You take trouble around you, trouble in the economy, and the value of gold shoots up. I want to tell you, we've got some gold right here. And its value is already up there. It's not that, okay, it became more valuable because we found all these things happening in the world. No, it was always valuable. But what it is my recognition of its value goes up as I see others that are trying to adapt a different plan. So I look at these things. God's plan has stood the test of time. There is a song that the children sing. It says, I want to thank you, Lord, for making me, me. Now, wow, we shouldn't even have to be talking about that. But that is something to be thankful for. Lord, you made me just like I am, and I thank you for it. You know, that's a novel idea nowadays. But you know what? It's 6,000 years old, and it still has a lifetime warranty. Follow this plan, and you will find success in your life. There's another song that says, far above this world's confusion, walking close by Jesus' side. I think that applies today. So with the plan, God made them male and female. And then the next thing he said was, got the man here, and it is not good for him to be alone. I wonder what happened in that transition of time there that he watched and he said, this guy needs some help. He needs somebody to walk with him. And he gave him a wife. And he, at that time, he made roles for each. This is what you do, and this is what you do to have success in your life. We see it in Genesis 3 where he says, to the woman, it'll be childbearing. To the man, it'll be by the sweat of your face that you'll eat bread. Go out and take care of the family. Here's the role for this one. Here's the role for that one. And success comes from that when we follow the plan. God spoke to Moses and he said, I want you to build a tabernacle for me. Now, he didn't say just whatever you want. He really was kind of the same as Noah. He told Noah, he said, I want you to build an ark. He didn't say, look, just whatever you want, whatever scrap you have, put it together. I'll make it float. No, he gave him clear instructions for Noah. You build it out of this material. You use this kind of lumber. You build it this size, and then I'll make it to float. That's the same way with Moses. He told Moses, I want you to build a tabernacle. And then he gave, in my Bible, one of the Bibles I had, it was like 13 pages of instructions. You do this this way, you build this this size, you dye this skin, this color. And then it says at the end of it that Moses did according to the word of the Lord. And when he did, the Lord's approval came down on it. What I want to think about today for a little bit, when we follow God's plan, his okay on that will come down. I want to look at God's plan for a little bit. 1 Timothy 5:14 gives us some instruction. I will that the younger women marry, bear children. And this is the part I want to really look at. You know, it's not just, okay, get married, having children. But the next little piece that it tells, and what I want, we have all heard these scriptures, but I think it's so good to just review in the day and time that we're living in. Just have a little bit of review. Bear the children, and then guide the house. You know, I can remember Mom when we were children at home. You know, that's what she was doing when she was watching all the time to see. This one is the song that we heard a while ago. Go hard to the right. Keep on going to the right. That's what Mom's purpose in life was for us. You know, I remember there was a book that came out by a man named Dr. Spock. I don't know if y'all ever heard of that guy. But he had a book that would tell how you can like be a friend to your children. And somehow, I don't think Mom bought that book. Because to her, she read the places that it had a place that said, a child left to himself will bring his mother to shame. So she decided, I'm not going to leave Dan to himself. I'm going to keep on guiding this house. I'm going to make tweaking adjustments. Because you know what? She was able to do that in the years that I lived at home. Mom and Dad were some of the old mold. They were stamped out of old material that said, they would tell me when I thought I was getting big, while you slide your feet underneath our table, you have to abide by our rules. Well, that was, I understood what that meant. I'm going to have to quit sliding my feet under their table if I don't obey their rules. It just was clearly made to me. You know, and they didn't have to tell me that every day. I just understood. This is some of the rules of the home. But what that was, that was the mother. She had children, but she didn't just leave them. She started guiding the house from the time they were little. And I just think of the instruction of a mother, the sacrifice of a mother, from when they're little till they grow up, till they're gone from home. And not just when they're gone from home, but always interested in them having success in their life after they're gone from home. There's another verse, and this is not just really for the mothers, it's for both. But I'd like to look at a verse over in Ephesians 6:4. This here says for fathers, but I believe it's for both. Fathers, provoke not your children to wrath. Bring them up, and the mothers do this too. Bring them up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. I think of that kind of like a greenhouse. There's the environment is cold in the wintertime, but I'm wanting to start some plants. I want to have those plants ready that at springtime they'll be strong enough that I can put them out in the garden and they'll grow. And so what they do is they put them in to a greenhouse that they keep warm through the wintertime, and it gives a good condition for them to grow. You know what? That's what my mom was doing for me when I was at home, is to put the right conditions together, the protection that she needed to give me instead of just turning me loose and saying, you can have whatever kind of friends you want. She was all the time monitoring. She was making adjustments for that. There's a verse that I want to look at. Psalms 144. When I look at this greenhouse, what they're wanting to do with it, 144 and 12, that our sons may be as plants grown up in their youth. I like to think about that with a greenhouse. And my mom, when I was little, she's wanting to work with me to where when I then move out on my own, I'm strong enough to be able to withstand the pressures of all of the world and the temptations around me. So when I look at this one, not just for the sons grow up in their youth, that our daughters may be as cornerstones, something solid when they become a mother to be able to guide their house. I am thankful for that. You know, we can hardly take just one piece and say this one is more valuable than this one. What God does is today he gives us the opportunity to take a look at mothers and be thankful for the plan that he's given us and to check ourselves by the plan. But he also, it all works together in a family unit. It says over in Ephesians, the fourth chapter, whereas every joint supplieth. Ephesians 4 and 16. And think about this with a family today. This is talking about the family of God and everybody supplying something, but just think about our own family. From whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth. You know, in a family, there is something that each person in the family is supplying. The children have a role. They have a part that they supply. When the mother is guiding the house good, the children also are being able to supply into this. The father and the mother, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh the increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. I'd like to think of this as my home unit, each working together. It's like a machine that has a lot of gears. You know what? If you get that thing just out of time, just a little bit, one gear causes another one to stop and the whole thing gets shut down. But when it's working right, this one moves, this one, and this one moves, and it's a perfect plan. It's over 6,000 years old now, and it's still working strong, and I'm thankful for that. There's another verse in 1 Corinthians 12, because the things that we read about being in the church would also, I think, apply to our families. 1 Corinthians 12 and 18. But now hath God set the members, every one of them in the body, as it hath pleased him. You know what? This is the way in our family unit itself. He has set this body of my family unit together as it pleased him. The wife is to do this. The husband is to do this. The children are to do something also. He set the members as it pleased him. And on down, if the 21st verse, the eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of thee. You know what? In a home, there's not one. The man is not saying, you know what? I'm up here and the wife is down here. I don't have any need of you. We all need each other for this to work like God had planned. And so whenever I look at this, I'm thinking of Sister Vicki. When she was here on Mother's Day, I was still always happy to talk about mothers. Because you know what? She was a mother to more children than all the mothers. She took those children in at school and became a mother to them. Had the heart of a mother to them. And I've thought of this. The message that was given about Sister Vicki at her funeral could have been a Mother's Day message for today. A challenge for mothers today. Because what word described her? It was a servant. She loved to serve. You know, today's Mother's Day. You know, we're all human. A mother's going to have the grind of every day taking care of children, and they get sick. You know, there's been times where several children are in a home, and it seemed like they can never all get sick together, and in 1 week everybody's well again, and they're on the road to everybody's healthy. It seemed like one is going to run the whole distance of sick. Now, just as they get well, the next one gets it. I've heard of people say, you know, summertime has come. I'd like to go to the camp meetings, but I've got my children are staging, getting sick through time. You know what? That's got to grind on a mother. But you know what? There is something that God gives a mother that can cause her to be more than just a servant, but can cause her to be like Sister Vicki. She was one happy servant. How many times, we're going to recognize it back here probably today, you watch and see if anybody walks up to your table and says, hey, would you like for me to refill your water? You know, you can go over there and get your water from the... But Sister Vicki was always, I want to serve. I would ask her, Sister Vicki, why don't you go ahead and go this time and get your plate first? Nope, I'm going to take care of everybody. Bring the water to her, to us all. You know, the mother does that day after day in her home. And it's a labor of love. It's not just, okay, this is what I've got to do. Because you know what? If Sister Vicki saw it as a duty, you know what? It would be easy for her to look at it different. Maybe she wouldn't say it, but down inside she would say, look, I've already filled your glass twice. Quit drinking so much. I'd like to eat my own food. She never did it. She had something inside of her that was bubbling up that caused her to be who she was. And what I want to encourage for mothers today is when the grind gets tough and the children, next one got sick just now and I just got over the other one, is to realize, you know what, there is a place right here, a special place in this gift that God gave for a mother to be able to encourage her. There's a verse in Matthew 20 and 28. Son of man, Jesus did not come to be ministered unto, but he came to minister to others. He left an example, and we can't say, okay, Mother's Day, you need to minister to others. You know what? Father's Day rolled around. We need to take this, fathers need to take this same verse and reapply it to my life. There can be in the service of a servant, if my heart is right, an enjoyment that comes from that and a blessing that comes from God. Here's another verse that says, in our giving, not grudgingly, nor of necessity. This is Mother's Day. You know what? The grind can go on to where after a while it's just kind of is almost grudgingly. But the Lord can help us with that. Why does it say, nor of necessity? God loves a cheerful giver. In our homes, in a family unit, whether it's the child or the mother or the father, Lord help me that my contribution to the home is part of a cheerful giver. It will have good rewards that come from that. So I think of the accolades that we would have liked to have given Sister Vicki. You know, we want to give those same two mothers that sacrifice themselves day after day. Following God's plan, it has a reward that comes with that. And I am thankful for it. One of those rewards, Apostle Paul said, and he had a lot of troubles come to him in his life. A mother will have a lot of troubles come to her in her life, fulfilling her duty. But what he said was, I want to finish my course with joy. Now that's something. After all the troubles that he had, after all the difficulties that a mother can have in guiding her house, to be able to finish my course with joy. it can happen for all of us. A picture of God's plan for in action for a mother. I'd like to close with another verse. This was also given, and it was a picture of Sister Vicki. It's in Proverbs 31. I'd like to look at the 10th verse. Who can find a virtuous woman in 2025? Her price is far above rubies. Now, this is talking about a woman, because the next verse says, and I want you to put, when we're talking about the price of gold, look at the value of this next verse. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her. You know, we're living in a time where trust is at a low ebb in homes, and there's probably reason for it. But this one says, this woman that her price was above rubies, her husband was able to safely trust in her. He had no need of spoil. And it says, she will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. Then it says in the 15th verse, she rises while it's night. How many times when I was a child, there were six of us children at home. How many times as a child, who was it rose at night when they hear some child that's sick or coughing or something? Here comes mom to help us out. Who was it when we would fall and skin our knee that takes us up, and I mean they caress us, and oh, it, you know, there was something put in a mother. It was called natural affection. It just comes naturally. Because I had Heather, when she was little, she loved dolls. How is it that a baby can be a year old and you hand them a little baby doll and they will draw it up to it and hold it? That's called natural affection that God gave a girl to be nurtured to where it comes to bloom. A mother has that more than a father, I believe. Because it was easy for me when my boys would get hurt, skin up their knee, to take a look at it and say, oh, it's going to be all right. Come on, we need to get some more work done. Where Cheryl, she might would have even kissed it, hold them on her lap for a little while and tell her, you know, it's going to be okay. You know what? That's needed in a home also. And it says she rises while it's night. You know what, willing to make sacrifices. You know what, for a home to run smoothly, every person has to sacrifice. If it doesn't, it's going to be running out of tune. Rises while it's night to take care of those around her. And then it says something else in 25 and 26. Strength and honor are her clothing. This is what she's surrounded around, is honor and strength. She shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom. This is pretty valuable. And in her tongue is the law of kindness. You know, today is looking at the things in the Bible that talk success for a mother. This woman here, out of her mouth was the law of kindness. You know, Father's Day is going to come up in a few days. And I would have to say, you know what, this probably could apply for both. What comes out of my mouth? Is it the law of kindness? I say, Lord, help us. And then there's something that happens as a result of all this. Her children rise up and call her blessed. That's not why she did it. You know what, I'm going to do it because one of these days they're going to stand up and say I was a great woman. No, she did it because she loved them. This came as a result of it. I am thankful. God's plan still works. There's one other verse that says, thanks be to God for his unspeakable gift. You know, that's talking about salvation. It was a wonderful gift that salvation brought to us. But I want to tell you, the gift of a plan for a family is an unspeakable gift. Its value is greater than we probably realize. We're starting to see it more, as the world drifts farther from it. But what I want to tell you, this next year, if you hear something else that happens, that this other movement that is, we were established a few years ago and it's going well, just remember, God has one that was established 6,000 years ago, and it is guaranteed success. You know, when we look at the natural affection that God gave a mother, you know, that can be stamped down until it's gone. Romans, the first chapter, tells us about people that, because they did not retain a love for God, he gives them up to do other things. You know, we have had in our country for years this thing going about abortion. How does that match up with natural affection? It's one of those, it's this thing that was established not too long ago. But let's always go back to what the Bible has said for success. I am thankful for it. And I want to say thanks to the mothers that as you go from day to day, make your sacrifices for a child, it's not going unnoticed. Wanted to be able to reap a reward back for each of us. I think about for children. You know, we might say, well, you know what? What does a child have to give to a family unit? There's a whole bunch. I have seen times where maybe Cheryl would sacrifice. She knows the beauty of a mother that sacrifices and doesn't say anything about it. It because it's part of what they do and they enjoy it. But you know, I watched something happen. When Heather was very small, or any of our children, usually it's the girl that does it. If a little girl will go out and she comes back to the house with some flowers that she found outside, might have pulled them up out of the flower bed, but she had this thought going through her mind. You know what? I want to tell Mom how much I love her. You know what a price? What a boost. You know, we think, okay, what can children do? You know, children can do a big old boost just by one little act. Coming back to the house and maybe it's dropping dirt off the roots as they're walking up to them. But to tell Mom, I love you. Thank you. You know, for each of us, let's never take for granted the roles that God has placed. May we all, today's Mother's Day, may we always honor the role that God gave mothers and have an appreciation for it. God help us all. Amen.